All right, Hugh, it's time to do a little countdown. Hopefully soon the final countdown. But we had a full weekend of baseball. The Braves lose yesterday to the Washington Nationals after winning their first two.
That was crazy.
The Phillies win the second two after losing on Friday night. So we get to chop three games off that magic number, and we are now down to 27. The Phillies' magic number to clinch the National League East, 27. And obviously this is going to be a big week, right? The Phillies have the Astros here for three starting tonight with Wheels in the mound. And then this coming weekend, starting Thursday through Sunday, the Braves are in town for what could be, and what really I hope it to be, a knockout punch if they can win three out of four against the Atlanta Braves. Chop off two at a time on this magic number, Hugh Douglas. Maybe next week we're talking about a number in the teens.
Yeah, hopefully, man. Because what did I say the record was going to be? I said they was going to win, like, they got like,
you said 20 and 15?
Something like that.
And they're two out of three to start.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
that you get the right winning percentage.
Yeah. So, with your declaration that the NL East is over, and I still agree, it's at six games right now. What's the, I'm trying to, like, if this is at four games or five games by the time the Braves come to town, are you beginning to, like, worry about the division?
Like, if the Phillies lose two games this week before the Braves get here.
Like, if we're down to, if it, say it's,
they have my attention.
Their lead is at five games by the time the Braves series starts for four games. Is that like, you're like, uh-oh?
Well, they certainly have my attention. The only way I have any concern is if the Braves come in here and win three out of four or sweep.
Right.
You know, the way I view it is, even a split this week, and obviously I want the Phillies to win three out of four or sweep, but like it almost just like runs the clock out. Like a split does nothing for the Braves. It keeps it exactly where it is, right? Six or five. And then it just chops time off the schedule. And then we just kind of, it's almost like, it feels like we're running the clock out on a lead into a football game. Like, so we're up two touchdowns. Let's just take a knee here.
Say we end this weekend series with the Braves and the Phillies come out of it only up three games in the division.
That's
not going to be
That wouldn't be great. That would make me think that we have a real...
It's a race.
It's a race.
It can't be a race, man.
No, and then
it just can't be.
They also could take it the other way. If they take it and they're up seven or eight by the end of this weekend, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
The Braves have no more games against the Phillies. This is the final matchup this weekend.
Now, with all the people who've called in and said, you know, take it back, will these same people celebrate you?
No.
When the Phillies... So
no, don't worry like that.
I don't understand.
You're not going to get celebrated.
What I don't understand is about the NL East is over thing. They were up 6.5 when I said it on June whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They're up 6 right now.
Yeah.
I mean, we've chopped almost two full months off this thing.
Because it feels tight.
3 months, actually.
It feels tight.
But is it really tight?
It feels that way.
6-game lead?
It feels that way.
I'll tell you, it felt tight after the Braves series that we lost.
But then we bounced back with two out of three.
I agree.
It was the way we were losing, too, though.
Yeah.
We just, you know, like quiet bats and bad pitching and stuff like that. Yeah, it was bad.
I still don't think the Braves have much chance to win the division. I really don't. And now that I understand how the Phillies have played, I just don't think they have much chance. And the Mets were dealt a blow this weekend. They lost a couple games in San Diego.
The Braves have the Twins, Phillies. But then they got the Rockies, Blue Jays. Oh, their schedule's pretty easy the rest of the way, I gotta say.
I'm looking at it right now. This week's challenging, right? Minnesota and the Phillies. Colorado, Toronto, Cincinnati. Washington is a layup for a week and a half they have. Then they have the Dodgers. Then Cincinnati, Miami. They end with the Mets and Kansas City. Yeah, it's got some soft spots. You worried back there?
No.
Little puppy? Needed some puppy action?
No, we'll see how this series goes, and I will determine if I'm ringing the alarms before the Braves series.
All right, give me a guess. So a week from now, it's Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
The Phillies and Braves are both off. That will conclude the four-game series in the books, plus the three they each have, Braves against the Twins and the Phillies against the Astros. Mm-hmm. A week from today, what is the NL East lead for the Phillies?
I'll go with six.
That's the number that was in my head.
Mm-hmm. You ready for this? Nine.
Wow.
Nine.
You going all in.
It's nine.
It would be over then.
I mean,
for sure.
On Labor Day, the Phillies are going to be up nine games. Nine. Well, hold on. Let me redo my math here. Six now.
I think they're
going to gain a game this week because I think the Phillies are going to beat the Astros two out of three. The Braves are going to lose two out of three in Minnesota. That puts it to seven.
I'm pretty good at math.
And the Phillies are going to win out of four this weekend against the Braves at home, gaining two more games on Labor Day, nine. The Phillies will be up nine games on the Braves 1 week from today.
So that magic number is for the division, correct?
Yes.
What about for the playoffs? When will the Phillies clinch a playoff berth?
So that's a good question. So the Phillies are the who's the top team right out of the wild card?
It's the Mets. We're 8.5 up on the Mets. So we're 8.5 out of them.
So we'd have to figure out the math on an 8.5 magic number because it's to a 6 magic number, it's 27. Yeah. I imagine it's in the mid 20s, lower 20s for the magic number on a playoff spot. So it's similar. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. Linda is up on WIP. Hey, Linda.
Listen, Linda.
Hi, guys. How are you this afternoon? Okay.
24, by the way.
I wanted to share with you guys the most awesome weekend I had.
Okay, tell us about it.
Friday, we went to, my boyfriend and I, went to the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
How is that? I've never been to Canton, Ohio. How is that?
It was so awesome. Hugh saw you there.
Oh,
good to see you there.
Well, thank you.
We walked around everywhere. It took us like 4 hours. We had a great time. So we saw this guy, this older gentleman in a gold jacket, and we were very curious. You know, we knew he was somebody. So we asked, and the lady said he was Fred Biletnikoff.
Wow.
So we're,
oh,
and wow. We want our picture taken. So we yes, yes, most definitely. So we went over to him, shook our hands. And we're all eagled up. We got our Eagle shirts on, green sneakers, green hair, you name it. We're eagled up. So he turns around to me and he says, I like your fandom. I'm like, okay. He says, you guys got talent this year. And I'm like, I hope so. I hope we know what to do with it. And he says, you guys could use the Polish rifle. I'm like, I guess he was a Jaws fan.
I guess so. Wow. That's pretty cool.
So, I guess so.
Did he have an event there or was he just hanging out?
Actually, the Hall of Fame has people who are like on loan. They call them on loan. They do these 3 and 4 day little stints where they just show up. But it's only for like maybe 30 or 40 minutes at a time. So we were there at the right time.
Well, that's awesome. How about that? So, you got to be there with, and that's really cool.
Cool.
Yes, it was very cool. And another cool thing, we're on our way just about towards the end of our stay. A busload of Eagles fans showed up. I don't know where they were from, but they were an entire busload. So we're on our way, like heading towards the doors. They're coming in. You know, I had to do it. E-A-G had the whole place going. I did an Eagles chant at the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And hung out with Fred Biletnikoff. That's an all-time weekend there, Linda. That's awesome.
Yes, absolutely. It was fantastic.
Now, Linda,
you gotta go.
I'm guessing the first time I go will probably be when Jason Kelsey is inducted. I'm just guessing we'll either go as a show or the station. But I would love to. I've been to Cooperstown, and I've been to Springfield, Massachusetts for the basketball. But I've never been up to Canton.
It's fantastic.
I've heard they've renovated it. It's much nicer than it used to be. So, Linda, what do you think of the Phillies here? Are they back?
Yes, I think they finally woke up. They were sleeping for a while there. They actually looked like they got their head in the game. So, although we didn't get to see the games this weekend because we were out of town, we did listen to yesterday's game on the way home, and they sound like they're awake now. So, yes.
Well, good. And they better be. Linda, great phone call. Appreciate it. So, she referenced that she saw you. You're in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, the HBCU Hall of Fame is a part of the Hall of Fame.
You should just walk around and tell people you're a Hall of Famer.
I mean, who was it? The big fella that does the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
He was telling me that, yeah, you're going to be in the Hall of Fame. So I'm like, oh, that's nice, but not like the other guys. I'm on the other side
but
of the room.
But you're in Canton.
Yeah, I'm in Canton, but I'm on the other side of the room in Canton. But I'm there. Yeah, I'm there.
So you were inducted into Canton?
Yes, but I'm on the other side of Canton.
I don't have a bus. You got to let it breathe.
Yeah, I let it breathe. Yeah.
You were inducted into Canton.
Yeah, you're right. You're right to a certain extent.
I mean, there's not many football players that could say that.
This is true. This is true.
So I went to Canton to see the Hall of Fame. It actually just so happened to be after the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Mm. So like we were the featured team. They have like a room where you can go in and watch like a produced video about the Super Bowl run and all that.
That's cool.
So it was really cool because it happened to be the Eagles. And I mean, it's a cool place. I also saw Foles' cleats and gloves from the 7-touchdown game. So, you know, it's a nice little visit.
Yeah, I like that the Hall of Fame does that. Again, I've only been to basketball and baseball, but like they'll highlight moments rather than just players, right?
Because
like Nick Foles, for an example, he's not a Hall of Famer, but he had a 7-touchdown game. Like that's a moment.
Yeah, and he's a part of it.
Sure. How about that? I didn't know Hugh died. All this time working together, now I know that Hugh's in Canton. Had no idea about
it's,
that.
It's, excuse me. The funny thing about the Hall of Fame is it's in the middle of nowhere.
Most are.
Like, it's Canton, and it's like there are no, like, really, really nice hotels in the Kent. Like, they're decent, but they're not really nice, not a whole lot of nice restaurants or whatever. But it was a fun time, man, you know, because we went with Brian. Brian went in. And you talk about fans from all over the place, man, and the whole pomp and pageantry and the area in which the place is in. It's just nostalgic. It's really great, man. And we got to go to Brian's party. Never forget it. It was a great time.
So I've
great
never time. Been to hockey. I'm not even sure off the top of my head where the Hockey Hall of Fame is. Where is it?
Toronto.
Oh, okay. So, that's different then, because that's in a city. But the other ones are not. Like, you know, Cooperstown is a really small town. Seems like Canton is, you know, off the beaten path as well.
And, yeah, it is.
And Springfield, Massachusetts, it is a city, but it's tiny. It's like you kind of pass through it on your way to bigger cities or on the path to, you know, other Northeast cities. It's not like we stopped there and it was a very small town. 215-592-9494. All right, that's how you hop. Let's hit our Twitter poll here. We had a couple of them up today. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Are you considering declaring the Phillies back? I'm a little surprised by this. I'm not sure if this is just people, they've been burned too much. They're being, you know, listen
I'm
to
not
Hugh
surprised
Douglas.
At all.
75% are not even considering declaring them back?
No, because we've been through this before, man.
It's a consideration.
Yeah, we're but just the towels in the hand.
We've been through this. And we're going to wait till after this Astros series, the trash can bangers.
I think
they're still the trash can bangers.
I think they're trying to move past that. But
I'm not going to let them.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's the Braves series people are waiting for.
Well, that too, probably, because the Braves aren't afraid of
and
us.
They played so badly against
yeah,
like,
the
they
Braves
showed
aren't
signs they
us.
Might be back after the Nationals and Marlins stuff. Like, the split with the Marlins, but then how well they played against the Nationals. And then it all just came crashing down versus Atlanta. We haven't played well versus Atlanta this year.
Oh, well, they have not. Bryce Harper doesn't have a hit against Atlanta this year. Am I right about that?
You might be.
That's not about right.
I mean, I didn't think they played. They didn't get blown out of Atlanta.
No,
they could have won all three games.
I agree, but they look so miserable. I remember I gave up on the season.
It
was a low point for me.
You threw a towel.
They looked so bad,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, and that was only like a couple days ago. So that's
they
why
looked awful.
No judgment zone. You know, we're in the no judgment zone.
Yeah, that's what we do here. Yeah.
Boy, it was just last week. We were just talking about how bad they were.
Well, I think Friday we discussed if we've lost all hope.
Yeah, then Friday, you know, with the game they played Friday, it's just amazing how we just came back around and now we're pushing the chips all back into the table. Now I'm going to wait a little while.
You know, they hit a lot.
Here's the difference between you guys and me. I can have selective reasoning on this. And if I look at it, like, remember we came in here after the Schwarber Grand Slam and we said he saved the season?
Yes.
If you take out the two Taiwan Walker starts, they're 7-2, 8-2 from that since that night. Hey, things are really moving since the Grand Slam.
Yeah.
It's just the Taiwan Walker starts have ruined everything.
That Braves thing, maybe if like it has a chance to be looked back on as sort of just another like speed bump.
Yeah.
On the road to they were coming back. So
we just got gifts in here.
Is that a jacket?
Hugh, you ready for fall?
Yeah. Is this a jacket, though?
It's not a coat. You still need a coat.
It's a jacket. This is more of a fall thing.
Raincoat.
I might need
not a winter coat.
I might need a bigger raincoat, though. I'm a big guy. But I'm happy because it's like a coat. I got it. It got me a winter coat.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah,
right. I got a free winter jacket coat. Here. All right, our other poll
today. That thing pretty healthy.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, I'm good. Got me a winter coat.
It's not a winter coat, you.
It's hot.
It's a winter. It's a rain. It's a parka like. That's nice. Look at that. Can we take a picture of this?
I'm really sorry to distract.
Hey, no, but what's you know, up? I get excited when I get new clothes.
Well, yeah, this
well,
just got passed off to me.
Free.
I just didn't expect him to open it.
I'm sorry,
Joe.
No, it's okay.
I should have thrown it in later.
You just doubled his winter wardrobe.
Yeah,
put that on. I just put mine on. It is. Like warm.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you're going to give this guy ideas. He can use a raincoat.
Yeah, this is going to be a coat.
When it's
gonna be
15 degrees and we're doing a pregame
show.
Put that on right now. You'll feel the material.
Ooh, look at
it
that.
It is going to hold your temperature
this
in.
This is like
it's right. Like a plasticky interior.
Kyle, he's not getting a coat this year.
I figured not.
You should have known that from the beginning. As soon as he handed this to me. Oh, yeah, this is nice. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
Oh, you're looking good.
Yeah, look at that right there.
How you feel? You feel like you're good? You feel like you do?
I'm feeling a little smug, though. I need a bigger size.
Oh, you're fine. Stand up. When you stand up, you'll be good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that fits, but.
Oh, it looks good.
Yeah, but can he layer underneath is the real question.
Saying,
yeah.
But, about to come about this thing.
Okay, well, so you would like a larger yeah, size, yeah, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, you might want to get it.
I would say that.
That, Ike's a little guy.
That's a just fit size. Yeah, just fits.
This is like
just fits. Just fits is right.
No, yeah. This is like two cheeseburgers away. You know what I mean? When they say, oh, they cute, but they bought two cheeseburgers away.
Yeah, that's you right now. Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, the other one today we're discussing, are you dismissing the Cowboys as a threat to win the NFC East? I'm also disappointed in people
today.
75% of people won't even consider saying the Phillies are back. That's cowardly. And now 60% of people are not dismissing the Cowboys. I mean, can't we? If there's one thing we could do around here, isn't it dismiss the Cowboys? They just had a tumultuous offseason. What are we afraid of the Cowboys here?
No, we're not afraid of them. But
you sound afraid.
No, Dak played pretty well last year. And Dak I'm looking at the money aspect. Money is driving most of the Cowboys to do what they're going to probably do this year, is driving the coach, driving the quarterback.
Yeah, they're in trouble because of money.
Yeah, they don't want to pay everybody. Jerry's looking at it like he don't want to pay. He's not going to pay everybody. They don't want to pay CeeDee. CeeDee's not going to be there at the beginning of the season. But I feel like the Cowboys will still be a threat. They could be a threat.
So I agree. Like, I think people need to just sort of stop being cowards, grow up, forget about jinxes with all this stuff. Declare the Phillies back. Or at least consider it, and dismiss the Cowboys, because nothing we say actually is going to affect the results here. I will say, just to play devil's advocate a little bit, like, if we were talking about dismissing the Cowboys as a threat in the postseason, I think this would be like 90%.
Well, yeah, because history tells us
that. The Cowboys, they tend to win a lot of regular season games. They just do. Like, the thing that Dallas does, and, like, I know we're all making fun of their offseason, how they didn't do anything. When do they really ever do anything in the offseason? Like, they don't really ever sign big-name free agents.
They actually draft.
They draft well. Yeah. And that ends up sustaining them. Like, they let these guys go. Like, I mean, Tyron Smith is the biggest loss, but they did draft Tyler Guyton. Like, if he pans out, that's going to be looked at as another good draft pick for the Cowboys. Like, they sort of tend to replenish young talent often.
They do. But now they have the coach thing hovering over them. They have CeeDee Lamb not in camp. Also, no one has won this division in back-to-back years in 20-something years. Like, are the McCarthy-Dak team, is that going to be the first team to do this? Probably not.
But you also have to consider how people, there are still some people with trepidation about how the Eagles season ended last year, and they need to see it from us.
Oh, I get that. Look, I mean, if the Eagles hand the Cowboys the division, that's on the Eagles. I just think the Cowboys' days of winning 12 games are over. They're coming back to the pack.
I agree.
I think they're an 8 or 9 win team. Like, they're not going to be terrible, but I don't. Like, last year, that hovered over me when I was a little bit worried about the Eagles actually being that good, because, like, the Cowboys were going to win 11 or 12 games. They were good. And if the Eagles didn't match that, then they're going to end up in the wild card round, which is exactly what they did here. We got people listening to Hugh today. This is the problem. Everyone's not dismissing the Cowboys.
No.
People don't want to jump back in on the Phillies.
It's the beginning of the season. And let's be honest. We don't know. Like, last year, even when our defense was what it was, they were able to keep pace with us. And I know that's probably going to be different now because, you know, CeeDee's not there. But they would be able to keep pace with us. And you just never want to overlook anybody in the division, except for the Giants, maybe.
The Giants, well, they've been bad for a decade. And the Commanders usually, but I do think that team is growing here. 215-592-9494. Now, we didn't put a poll up about Tywan Walker because we thought that would be a 100-0.
Should I just see how far?
Yeah, put it up.
Should the Phillies DFA Tywan Walker?
I mean, who's voting no except you?
Jokesters.
Nobody.
No, I'm not. No,
you actually, like, don't think, like, forget about the money. Like, I know you think that the Phillies will be conscious of the money they gave him.
Yes.
What would Hugh Douglas do?
You're asking me, and I don't want to pay $6. Do you really have to answer that question?
No.
He's going to play. I'm going to get my money's worth.
See, you're not down to tank this Philly season for the sake of money.
See, Kyle, now you're changing
it. Well,
that's
what it is.
I'm not tanking. I'm trying to salvage some of this $35 million.
It's done. Give it up.
I need one more.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
You're a guy that, and you said this before, this is how you became plant-based you. You don't throw away food.
Nope.
Okay?
Nope.
When milk goes bad, you keep drinking it?
No, it all
depends. This is bad milk.
No, wait a minute. If it's already gone bad.
This is bad.
Okay. But if I catch it the day before it goes bad, I got a couple more days. I got a few days, because that's just a suggestion.
So basically what you're saying to me is throw Tywan out there to the wolves on Thursday. He'll expire, and then you get rid of him.
No, because, like, I did. As a matter of fact, I'm glad you brought that up, because I didn't know oat milk goes bad pretty quick. So what I did...
I have a theory on that.
What's that? Oh, so now you have a theory. Let me hear your theory, Joe.
I don't buy it.
You don't think so?
I didn't
buy it either.
So I know because there's a date on there.
Yeah.
But it's not real dairy.
That's how I feel about Time Warner Walker.
Now, man, the taste might be a little off on the oat milk, but what's going to happen to
you? That's what I'm saying. We're on the same page.
No, Taiwan's dairy.
No, he's oat milk.
It's starting to smell.
He's oat milk.
It's chunky, man.
It reeks, dude. It stinks.
No, he's oat milk in this situation. And I'm gonna roll him out there. Oat milk is not disgusting.
Yes, it is.
Kyle. Just stop.
I'm an oat milk guy too.
No, yeah. oat milk is good. Yeah,
you guys are both.
I had. You know what's the best though? The chocolate oat milk.
Oh, it's great.
Have you had the chocolate?
Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh, Kyle, you need to come on over here, man.
No, dude. No, drink regular milk like a normal human.
No, man, I'm telling you, the oat milk is better.
Oat milk's not even milk.
It is. It's juice milk. It's not juice.
You know what milk is? It comes from a mammal, dude.
No.
Last I checked, oat isn't a mammal.
Have you seen real milk?
Oat juice.
That's not juice.
I guarantee you, if you saw real milk that came from a cow before they processed it, you wouldn't drink it.
How do you define juice? I've milked a cow before, buddy.
I have, too.
That's nasty.
No, it's not.
You're nasty.
That's what people do.
You a nasty dude, dude.
How?
You pulling udders?
Yeah.
You over there udder pulling?
How else you going to get an
udder, baby?
That sounds way worse.
That's enough for us. 215-592-9494. We got open lines for you. Hop in here. 215-592-9494. We're not asking a lot here. Are you thinking about it? Declaring the Phillies back? Are you considering it? I am. Like, I'm at the point now, and I will tell you before 2 o'clock if I am declaring the Phillies back. We already know Hugh's not willing to do this today. I'm willing to go there, put it out there. And with Dallas, are you dismissing them? Deron Bland is now out 6 to 8 weeks. They're all pro quarter. I am dismissing the Cowboys as a legitimate threat in the NFCs. 215-592-9494. Plus, some Eagles cuts have begun. We'll update you on that as the Eagles have till tomorrow to set the roster here. And Jahan Dotson, he spoke for the first time as an Eagle on Saturday. You'll hear from him. That's next on the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. By the way, congratulations to David, who won the 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel September 5th through the 8th. See the new 2025 model introductions from all the major boat manufacturers. Tickets on sale, acinwaterboatshow.com. David headed there with that 4-pack of tickets. All right, we'll get back to the phones here in a second. Before we do, so Kyle, we got some cuts here. The Eagles have begun their cuts as they got to get this roster chopped down.
Yeah, so just they waived a few wide receivers. I don't even think I recognized any of the names there. The notable ones that I saw, Taron Jackson, the defensive end.
I feel like he's been bouncing here, and like he was a late round pick a few years ago, and he hasn't done much yet.
No, he seems like remember that guy Julian Vandevelde that they cut and then re-signed all the time.
He could be back. Yeah.
That's him. Yeah, and then also an O-line depth guy Max Sharping, they cut. So
he was. Did they get him from Houston?
I believe so. Yep. Yeah. So
some smaller names so far.
Small names so far, yeah. Nothing really like notable besides the Taron Jackson.
I think the biggest questions in terms of who they're going to cut you over the next day or so, are they going to keep Bradbury, cut him, trade him, right? What happens with Bradbury?
Mm-hmm.
And the other name, and we discussed a little bit on the pregame show on Saturday before the Vikings game, is Paris Campbell going to be on this team? Right now that Jahan Dotson is here, and you kind of just start doing the math, and you were saying this Saturday, it depends on how many they keep at each position. But you start doing the math at wide receiver, does Paris Campbell make this football team? Because you have three locks now, right? You have Brown, obviously Smith, and now Dotson, right? Covey's going to be on the team because he's going to return kicks. So Covey's four. Mm-hmm. And then you have your two rookies, Johnny Wilson and Anais Smith. And Anais Smith actually played better in the game on Saturday. Now, you could try to slip one of them to the practice, but they're draft picks. I don't think you want to cut draft picks that you just drafted. I don't know if there's a spot for Paris Campbell on this team.
Man, you know, we were debating this back and forth a whole lot. And I know that Ike was of the mindset that he wanted to keep him. But, man, you know, when you talk about Jahan Dotson being here, Joe, that makes it kind of tough. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with other teams because I feel like everybody is going to be in a situation where they're going to look at other people's rosters. So to answer your question, Paris might not be. He's not. If he gets cut, I don't see him being available for the practice squad.
Yeah, the way I look at it is if they're going to keep Paris Campbell, they're going to have to either try to slip Johnny Wilson or Anais Smith to the practice squad. These are draft picks, right? These guys just got drafted here. Now, perhaps they could do it. I mean, perhaps Anais Smith was, you know, not impressive enough that anyone's going to claim him, and he just goes through the practice squad, and everyone's fine, and they bring Paris Campbell back. That's the one I'll keep my eye on. The Paris Campbell situation and James Bradbury, those are the ones I'm keeping my eye on. Plus, we got Jahan Dotson now. We know he's locked in. Let's hear from him. He spoke on Saturday after the game. Jahan Dotson talking about anything being possible to help the team win. He's excited to be here.
By doing anything possible to help this team win, get in where I fit in, and make the most of my opportunities, make the most of my role. Getting to know my role right away. I don't know what that's going to be yet. I just got here a couple days ago. But, yeah, like you said, we have a lot of weapons, and I look at that as a great thing.
He also spoke about being on a team as talented as the Eagles. Obviously, 2 years in the league, he hasn't been on anything close to this down in Washington.
We have a lot of people who can make a lot of plays, so it's going to be fun. I've never, in all of my years of playing, I've never been on a team with this much talent. So I'm not only excited to play with them, I'm excited to learn because we have a lot of great guys in the locker room from top to bottom. So I'm really excited for the opportunity.
He would say, just listening to him, it sounds like he's looking at this as like a clean slate and a great opportunity after getting out of Washington.
I hope so. I mean, because like I said, a guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for said that he couldn't compete, he didn't compete, I should say, mm-hmm. Brian Mitchell. That's big. That's big, Joe, in a situation where, you know, I mean, you're talking about a clean slate in Washington.
With a new coaching staff.
Yeah. So I mean, hopefully it's not lip service. I'm willing to give the kid the benefit of the doubt. But when you talk about clean slates, you had one in Washington where you could have wiped it clean and did what you had to do.
And it seemed like it got worse. He fell down the depth chart with the new coaching staff.
Yeah, so hopefully here with the guys that we have here in the trajectory that we want to head out in, hopefully you can catch on and be a contributor.
Yeah, look, is Jahan Dotson going to make or break the 2024 Eagles? Probably not. But let's not forget that the Eagles have had remarkable health with their star wide receivers the last 2 years. I hope that continues. But there is a real chance that at some point this kid's going to have to play a lot, like on the outside, that there could be, you know, whether it be Devontae or AJ misses any significant time, even if it's two games, he's the next man up. So he could be He could be important. We'll see how he plays. Obviously, a disappointing start to his career in Washington, but he's here now. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Self is in North Philly. Hey, Self.
Self.
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Self?
Hey, I got a bone to pick with you. I just told Kyle the same thing, Joe. You know, y'all giving Jalen Hurts so much. Y'all been giving him so much havoc on how much he better produce because he got that check.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all doing the same thing to Tywan Walker. He not producing, yeah. Although it is true, he's not. Why don't y'all do the same thing to that trash truck juice dumpster Nola? Y'all don't give him that same flag. Didn't he just get a check? And he puts his hand down, he gets in his own head, he gets home runs hit on him, he walks people, and y'all don't say nothing. None of the stuff y'all say about Jalen, none of the stuff y'all say about Tywan, y'all don't say none of that about that trash truck dumpster juice having Nola.
But Nola's pitched well this season.
Nola is better than Tywan Walker, Self.
What is Nola? I'm going to ask you again, Kyle. What is his record?
First of all, get a better phone. Your take sucks, dude.
He has a... Hold on. Let's see if we can get his phone fixed here, okay? Aaron Nola has a 3.45 ERA. Tywan Walker's ERA's in the sixes.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Aaron Nola's been good. I think Aaron Nola, last time I checked, is third in the National League in quality starts. You know, I think some of this is your baseline of expectation, right? Like, I don't think anyone, although the Phillies paid him a lot to keep him, do any of us look at Aaron Nola and say he's a top five pitcher in baseball? No, but he's good.
He was good, and he started off pretty good.
And he's Aaron Nola, to me, is what he's always been. He's good. He's had a couple of great years, but for the most part, he's a good pitcher.
I tell you what, the thing with me and Tywan Walker is the bravado in which he has, you know, like he's that guy, and putting the opportunity to be put in situations to be that guy, has come up a little short. I mean, to be honest, if you're being honest with it, you know, to come out there and we had a guy that was pitching well, to force your way back into the lineup and not produce. That's crazy to me. That's egregious.
Yeah, I just don't think that...
that was crazy.
I mean, Nola and Tywan aren't in the same category. I mean, one guy has been a career Philly and has pitched well for the most part.
It's a ridiculous take.
The other guy stinks.
I'm talking about.
Self, go ahead.
Nola stinks. I told y'all he shouldn't have been re-signed. They should have let him go elsewhere. Like, I've never seen a more immature pitcher in my life. At least Tywan not immature with it. This dude gets in his own head, puts his head down, like his whole mannerism, his body language. That dude is a loser.
What are you talking about?
I don't care what he did in the past.
Tywan Walker has way worse body language than Aaron Nola. Did you see Tywan bitching about not getting a spot in October last season? Aaron Nola would never do that, dude. It's a stupid take.
He said, yes, he did. What are you talking about?
No, he didn't.
Last year.
What are you talking about?
But he's also.
You don't know what you're watching.
He's better than him by a lot.
You tripping. Joe, listen to what I'm saying. I am not saying Tywan Walker is good. I'm not saying that he's living up to the money. I'm saying y'all don't give Nola the same flack that y'all give Jalen Hurts and Tywan Walker, and Nola been stinking up the place this year.
But he, ha-
no, he that, hasn't.
He hasn't. His ERA is 3.4. And Self, we appreciate it. I don't get it. Like, I think Nola gets crushed here when he does not pitch well, which is once in a while, or he's had, by my count, two down years in his career. Last year and back in 2021, where his ERA was 4.6. Like, when he doesn't pitch well, he gets killed by fans here.
I mean, first of all, Aaron Nola is a very solid to above average MLB pitcher. Tywan Walker doesn't belong in the majors. I mean, is that worse than his Jalen Hurts is better than Patrick Mahomes take? Self's had some doozies lately.
I actually think Hurts is closer to Mahomes than Walker's
than Walker's
closer to Nola.
I would, yeah, I would have to agree with
one
that.
One guy doesn't belong in the rotation. At least Hurts is a top 10-ish quarterback in the league. That's a high bar. Most guys can't reach that. I don't know. I mean, Walker stinks. I mean, what do you want me to say? DFA this guy. Yeah, get him off the team.
He's going to get another chance to pitch, though. That's a fact.
I don't know if that's a fact.
That's
I don't know.
That's a fact.
I mean, it might be, but I don't know if it's a fact.
I think he's going to get another chance. I do.
John Middleton cares too much about the Phillies and Phillies fans to let Tywan Walker go out there Thursday. Maybe on the road you could get away with it. You can't say on the throwback Thursday night, there were in
oh,
the,
it's
nice,
at Thursday
nice
with the nice
Blues.
Little
powder. You can't let Taiwan pitch
okay.
in that.
Have the Powder Blues grown on you yet?
You mean this?
No. I'm thinking about the City.
The City Connects have grown
yes,
on me.
The City Connects. I'm yeah, sorry.
They've grown
powder
on
Blues,
me.
Powder Blues. I don't have a Powder Blue shirt. I need to get one. But yeah, the City Connects. They're starting to grow.
How much gear you want? You just got a coat in here.
I just
a Philly shirt.
I want all the free gear. I want it all.
Did you get the right size in your jacket?
Yes, I did. I got a 3.
Okay.
And I apologize if I made it seem like, you know. But doesn't
you
everybody
being grateful? Yeah.
Doesn't everybody get their jackets bigger than their shirts?
I do, yes.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty universal thing. Yeah. One size up on the coat or the jacket.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I'm still out on the uniform. It needs to never come back next year.
The City Connects?
Yeah, they're bad, dude. Come on.
No, they're not as bad as I thought.
No, dude, they're brutal. Like, what are we doing?
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to be upset?
Yeah.
If the Phillies...
Before you even said it, yeah.
I should know better. Will you be will you be annoyed if the Phillies this season happen to clinch an NL championship or a World Series on a Friday at home? Because that's the image that will last forever. The photo of them in the City Connects.
I would say that it would... I mean, I'll be happy because they clinched, obviously.
Well, I know,
but it's going to stain the memory.
Oh, stop.
Like in the
it's
pictures?
It's going to stain
no,
the memory.
No, dude, no, because every time we look back on it, I'm going to be like, remember those ugly-ass uniforms?
They're not going anywhere.
Well, I hope they do.
What are you going to roll it? That took them like 4 years to come up with this one.
I don't care. Scrap it. Do it again.
No chance. This thing's lasting for a while. Let's go to Sean, who's up next. What's up, Sean?
Good afternoon. Love the show. Hugh, you are the man. That last take, sorry, it's hard to follow that one. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. It was yeah. awful.
I feel like anything I bring to the table is going to be better than that. So my first point that I know is better. How is Britton Covey a lock to make this team? Britton Covey, sorry.
Because, he's going to probably be a part of the return game.
Yep.
And
okay, what about Isaiah Rodgers?
You ain't going to let me finish.
Well, the punt return.
No, but he has the punt return game, and he's probably going to play a little receiver.
I can't trust Britton Covey as a wide receiver. I think what they could do is keep Campbell, and then Boston Scott just became a free agent, get 4 running backs, have him be the kick returner. I don't know. Covey just being on the team just for a specialist is a waste in my book. It's like having another Jake Elliott.
You know what's funny?
He was good last year, Sean, mm-hmm. though. Like 2 years ago, I would have been with you, but I think he led the NFL in punt return average.
You don't throw a guy like that away.
He was good. Sean, the one thing, though, to go off your point about him playing receiver, every time we were at camp, and from all accounts, he did have a good camp, and he played some receiver. Sean, it's amazing how small he looks on the field. Like, they're in the huddle, and he's next to, you know, the two tackles that are, you know, he's in the circle with the huddle.
Big.
And he's next to Mailata, and it looks like, you know, someone brought their kid to work day. I mean, he's so small. Yeah.
Yeah, I would rather see him go and keep Campbell. I mean, Campbell is a proven veteran. From what I've heard and read, he's a great blocker. I mean, I don't know. I am definitely not writing off the Cowboys. I hate them more than anything, but I can't write them off. I think Dak is still going to put up his numbers. I mean, I don't know. I just can't write them off.
Yeah, people seem to be afraid of writing the Cowboys off. I don't think they're going to be horrendous. It's Sean Aprecia. I think they're going to win 8 or 9 games. I think they're going to be relevant in the race, playoff contender, maybe get a wild card if 9 wins get you there. But they're not as good as they were last year.
They're not. I mean, they made some weird moves in offseason or weird non-moves in offseason. But getting back to Britton Covey, I feel like this kickoff, we haven't seen what this Eagles kickoff is going to be like. I think it's going to be very dynamic and very different, and I think that he has a chance to be a part of what we did with it. Because we got to remember, what we saw in preseason when it comes to this new kickoff thing,
it's not real.
That's not what it's going to be. Because I know Dave Tobe, the special teams coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs, he said something early in the year about they're thinking about not even putting their kicker out there for the kickoff.
Is that because they think the 11th player needs to be a tackler too?
Yes. Mm. Yes. So we're going to see. It's going to be funny. I'm kind of excited about that now that I think about it. What some of these teams are going to do for that at the beginning of the season, because this is not zero sum. It's not a right or wrong way to do this. And there's a lot of rules that they're probably going to still be trying to hash this thing out as we go through it.
Yeah, and to your point, I don't think any of the stuff we've seen in preseason is indicative of what it's going to look like.
Definitely.
And so we'll have the game the night before the Eagles, right? The Ravens and the Chiefs. That's why you're referencing the coach there in Kansas City. That's the first game of the year. And John Harbaugh, of course, is also a special teams guy. So first night could be interesting.
Yeah, because everybody's in the lab trying to figure out how this is going to work and what's the best thing to do for all of this. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what the kickoff is going to be.
And it's just been, like, so long. If you ask me right now how many kickoffs were returned for touchdowns last year, I don't even know the answer. Is it, like, a couple? It just seems like it's a play that used to be fun, and it's not anymore.
No.
But that could change a game.
Oh, and who? Wait a minute. Where's Larry Izzo? Is Larry Izzo with the Commodores?
I'll look it up.
Special teams coach.
I think you're going to give me more ammo for worry about the Commander stuff over here.
No, Larry Izzo's in there. You know Larry Izzo.
Yeah, he's with the Commies.
Yeah, he was a hell of a guru, special teams guru.
So he's coaching their special teams down there?
Yes.
Yeah, new special teams coordinator Larry Izzo. All right. Interesting stuff. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette. By the way, congratulations to David, who won the 4-pack of tickets to the Atlantic City In-Water Boat Show at the Golden Nugget Casino Hotel September 5th through the 8th. See the new 2025 model introductions from all the major boat manufacturers. Tickets on sale, acinwaterboatshow.com. David headed there with that 4-pack of tickets. All right, we'll get back to the phones here in a second. Before we do, so Kyle, we got some cuts here. The Eagles have begun their cuts as they got to get this roster chopped down.
Yeah, so just they waived a few wide receivers. I don't even think I recognized any of the names there. The notable ones that I saw, Taron Jackson, the defensive end.
I feel like he's been bouncing here, and like he was a late round pick a few years ago, and he hasn't done much yet.
No, he seems like remember that guy Julian Vandevelde that they cut and then re-signed all the time.
He could be back. Yeah.
That's him. Yeah, and then also an O-line depth guy Max Sharping, they cut. So.
He was. Did they get him from Houston?
I believe so. Yep. Yeah. So
some smaller names so far.
Small names so far, yeah. Nothing really like notable besides the Taron Jackson.
I think the biggest questions in terms of who they're going to cut you over the next day or so, are they going to keep Bradbury, cut him, trade him, right? What happens with Bradbury?
Mm-hmm.
And the other name, and we discussed a little bit on the pregame show on Saturday before the Vikings game, is Paris Campbell going to be on this team? Right now that Jahan Dotson is here, and you kind of just start doing the math, and you were saying this Saturday, it depends on how many they keep at each position, but you start doing the math at wide receiver. Does Paris Campbell make this football team? Because you have three locks now, right? You have Brown, obviously Smith, and now Dotson, right? Covey's going to be on the team because he's going to return kicks. So Covey's four. Mm-hmm. And then you have your two rookies, Johnny Wilson and Anais Smith. And Anais Smith actually played better in the game on Saturday. Now, you could try to slip one of them to the practice, but they're draft picks. I don't think you want to cut draft picks that you just drafted. I don't know if there's a spot for Paris Campbell on this team.
Man, you know, we were debating this back and forth a whole lot. And I know that Ike was of the mindset that he wanted to keep him. But, man, you know, when you talk about Jahan Dotson being here, Joe, that makes it kind of tough. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with other teams because I feel like everybody is going to be in a situation where they're going to look at other people's rosters. So to answer your question, Paris might not be. He's not. If he gets cut, I don't see him being available for the practice squad.
Yeah, the way I look at it is if they're going to keep Paris Campbell, they're going to have to either try to slip Johnny Wilson or Anais Smith to the practice squad. These are draft picks, right? These guys just got drafted here. Now, perhaps they could do it. I mean, perhaps Anais Smith was, you know, not impressive enough that anyone's going to claim him, and he just goes through the practice squad, and everyone's fine, and they bring Paris Campbell back. That's the one I'll keep my eye on. The Paris Campbell situation and James Bradbury, those are the ones I'm keeping my eye on. Plus, we got Jahan Dotson now. We know he's locked in. Let's hear from him. He spoke on Saturday after the game. Jahan Dotson talking about anything being possible to help the team win. He's excited to be here.
By doing anything possible to help this team win, get in where I fit in, and make the most of my opportunities, make the most of my role, getting to know my role right away. I don't know what that's going to be yet. I just got here a couple days ago. But, yeah, like you said, we have a lot of weapons, and I look at that as a great thing.
He also spoke about being on a team as talented as the Eagles. Obviously, 2 years in the league, he hasn't been on anything close to this down in Washington.
We have a lot of people who can make a lot of plays, so it's going to be fun. I've never, in all of my years of playing, I've never been on a team with this much talent. So I'm not only excited to play with them, I'm excited to learn because we have a lot of great guys in the locker room from top to bottom. So I'm really excited for the opportunity.
He would say, just listening to him, it sounds like he's looking at this as like a clean slate and a great opportunity after getting out of Washington.
I hope so. I mean, because like I said, like a guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for said that he couldn't compete, he didn't compete, I should say, mm-hmm. Brian Mitchell. That's big. That's big, Joe, in a situation where, you know, I mean, you're talking about a clean slate in Washington.
With a new coaching staff.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, hopefully it's not lip service. I'm willing to give the kid the benefit of the doubt. But when you talk about clean slates, you had one in Washington. where you could have wiped it clean and did what you had to do.
And it seemed like it got worse. He fell down the depth chart with the new coaching staff.
So hopefully here, with the guys that we have here in the trajectory that we want to head out in, hopefully you can catch on and be a contributor.
Yeah, look, is Jahan Dotson going to make or break the 2024 Eagles? Probably not, but I just... Let's not forget that the Eagles have had remarkable health with their star wide receivers the last 2 years. I hope that continues, but there is a real chance that at some point this kid's going to have to play a lot, like on the outside, that there could be, you know, whether it be Devontae or AJ misses any significant time, even if it's two games, he's the next man up. So he could be important. We'll see how he plays. Obviously, a disappointing start to his career in Washington, but he's here now. Right, let's go back to the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Self is in North Philly. Hey, Self.
Self.
Yo, what's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Self?
Hey, I got a bone to pick with you. I just told Kyle the same thing, Joe. You know, y'all giving Jalen Hurts so much. Y'all been giving him so much havoc on how much he better produce because he got that check.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all doing the same thing to Tywan Walker. He not producing, although it is true, he's not. Why don't y'all do the same thing to that trash truck juice dumpster Nola? Y'all don't give him that same flag. Didn't he just get a check? And he puts his hand down. He gets in his own head. He gets home runs hit on him. He walks people. And y'all don't say nothing. None of the stuff y'all say about Jalen. None of the stuff y'all say about Tywan. Y'all don't say none of that about that trash truck dumpster juice having Nola.
But Nola's pitched well this season.
Nola is better than Tywan Walker, Self.
What is Nola? I'm going to ask you again, Kyle. What is his record?
First of all, get a better phone. Your take sucks, dude.
He has a... Hold on. Let's see if we can get his phone fixed here, okay? Aaron Nola has a 3.45 ERA. Tywan Walker's ERA is in the sixes.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Aaron Nola's been good. I think Aaron Nola, last time I checked, is third in the National League in quality starts. You know, I think some of this is your baseline of expectation, right? Like, I don't think anyone, although the Phillies paid him a lot to keep him, do any of us look at Aaron Nola and say he's a top five pitcher in baseball? No, but he's good.
He was good, and he started off pretty good.
And he's Aaron Nola, to me, is what he's always been. He's good. He's had a couple of great years, but for the most part, he's a good pitcher.
I tell you what, the thing with me and Tywan Walker is the bravado in which he has, you know, like he's that guy, and putting the opportunity to be put in situations to be that guy, has come up a little short. I mean, to be honest, if you're being honest with it, you know, to come out there and we had a guy that was pitching well, to force your way back into the lineup and not produce. That's crazy to me. That's egregious.
Yeah, I just don't think that...
that was crazy.
I mean, Nola and Tywan aren't in the same category. I mean, one guy has been a career Philly and has pitched well for the most part.
It's a ridiculous take.
The other guy stinks.
I'm talking about.
Self, go ahead.
Nola stinks. I told y'all he shouldn't have been re-signed. They should have let him go elsewhere. Like, I've never seen a more immature pitcher in my life. At least Tywan not immature with it. This dude gets in his own head, puts his head down, like his whole mannerism, his body language. That dude is a loser.
What are you talking about?
I don't care what he did in the past.
Tywan Walker has way worse body language than Aaron Nola. Did you see Tywan bitching about not getting a spot in October last season? Aaron Nola would never do that, dude. It's a stupid take.
He said, yes, he did. What are you talking about?
No, he didn't.
Last year.
What are you talking about?
But he's also.
You don't know what you're watching.
He's better than him by a lot.
You're tripping. Joe, listen to what I'm saying. I am not saying Tywan Walker is good. I'm not saying that he's living up to the money. I'm saying y'all don't give Nola the same flack that y'all give Jalen Hurts and Tywan Walker, and Nola been stinking up the place this year.
But he has.
No, hasn't.
He hasn't. His ERA is 3.4. And Self, we appreciate it. I don't get it. Like, I think Nola gets. I actually think Nola gets crushed here when he does not pitch well, which is once in a while, or he's had, by my count, two down years in his career. Last year and back in 2021, where his ERA was 4.6. Like, when he doesn't pitch well, he gets killed by fans here.
I mean, first of all, Aaron Nola is a very solid to above average MLB pitcher. Tywan Walker doesn't belong in the majors. I mean, is that worse than his Jalen Hurts is better than Patrick Mahomes take? Self's had some doozies lately.
I actually think Hurts is closer to Mahomes than Walker's closer to Nola.
I would have to agree with
that. One guy doesn't belong in the rotation. At least Hurts is a top 10-ish quarterback in the league. That's a high bar. Most guys can't reach that. I don't know. I mean, Walker stinks. I mean, what do you want me to say? DFA this guy. Yeah, get him off the team.
He's going to get another chance to pitch, though. That's a fact.
I don't know if that's a fact.
That's a fact.
I mean, it might be, but I don't know if it's a fact.
I think he's going to get another chance. I do.
John Middleton cares too much about the Phillies and Phillies fans to let Taiwan Walker go out there Thursday. Maybe on the road you could get away with it. You can't say on the throwback Thursday night, there were in
oh,
the
it's
nice,
Thursday
nice
with
powder
the nice
blues.
Little powder.
You can't let Taiwan pitch
okay.
in that.
Have the powder blues grown on you yet?
You mean this?
No. I'm thinking about the city.
The city connects have grown
yes,
on me.
The city connects. I'm yeah, sorry.
They've grown
powder
on
blues.
Me.
I don't have a powder blue shirt. I need to get one. But yeah, the city connects. They're starting to grow.
How much gear you want? You just got a coat in here.
I just want
a Philly shirt.
I want all the free gear. I want it all.
Did you get the right size in your jacket?
Yes, I did. I got a 3.
Okay.
And I apologize if I made it seem like you know. But doesn't
you
everybody?
Being grateful? Yeah.
Doesn't everybody get their jackets bigger than their shirts?
I do. Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty universal thing. Yeah. One size up on the coat or the jacket.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
I'm still out on the uniform. It needs to never come back next year.
The city connects?
Yeah, they're bad, dude. Come on.
No, they're not as bad as I thought.
No, dude, they're brutal. Like, what are we doing?
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to be upset?
Yeah.
If the Phillies...
Before you even said it, yeah.
I should know better. Will you be... I'll put it this way. Will you be annoyed if the Phillies this season happen to clinch an NL championship or a World Series on a Friday at home? Because that's the image that will last forever. The photo of them in the city connects.
I would say that it would... It would I mean, I'll be happy because they clinched, obviously.
Well, I know, but...
But it's going to stain the memory.
Oh, stop.
Like in the picture.
It's going to stain the memory.
No, dude, no, because every time we look back on it, I'm going to be like, remember those ugly-ass uniforms?
They're not going anywhere.
Well, I hope they do.
What are they going to roll it? That took them like 4 years to come up with this one.
I don't care. Scrap it. Do it again.
No chance. This thing's lasting for a while. Let's go to Sean, who's up next. What's up, Sean?
Good afternoon. Love the show. Hugh, you are the man. That last take, sorry, it's hard to follow that one. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. It was yeah. awful.
I feel like anything I bring to the table is going to be better than that. So my first point that I know is better. How is Britton Covey a lock to make this team?
Britton Covey, sorry. Because, like, he's going to probably be a part of the return game.
Yep.
And
okay, what about
know,
Isaiah Rodgers?
You ain't going to let me finish.
Well, the punt return.
No, but he has the punt return game, and he probably is going to play a little receiver.
I can't trust Britton Covey as a wide receiver. I think what they could do is keep Campbell, and then Boston Scott just became a free agent, get 4 running backs, have him be the kick returner. I don't know. Covey just being on the team just for a specialist is a waste in my book. It's like having another Jake Elliott.
You know what's funny?
Good last year, Sean, though. Like 2 years ago, I would have been with you, but I think he led the NFL in punt return average.
You don't throw a guy like that away.
He was good. Sean, the one thing, though, to go off your point about him playing receiver, every time we were at camp, and from all accounts, he did have a good camp, and he played some receiver. Sean, it's amazing how small he looks on the field. Like, they're in the huddle, and he's next to, you know, the two tackles that are, you know, he's in the circle with the huddle.
Big.
And he's next to Mailata, and it looks like, you know, someone brought their kid to work day. I mean, he's so small. Yeah.
Yeah, I would rather see him go and keep Campbell. I mean, Campbell is a proven veteran. From what I've heard and read, he's a great blocker. I mean, I don't know. I am definitely not writing off the Cowboys. I hate them more than anything, but I can't write them off. I think Dak is still going to put up his numbers. I mean, I don't know. I just can't write them off.
Yeah, people seem to be afraid of writing the Cowboys off. I don't think they're going to be horrendous. It's Sean Aprecia. I think they're going to win 8 or 9 games. I think they're going to be relevant in the race, playoff contender, maybe get a wild card if 9 wins get you there. But they're not as good as they were last year.
They're not. I mean, they made some weird moves in offseason or weird non-moves in offseason. But getting back to Britton Covey, I feel like this kickoff, we haven't seen what this Eagles kickoff is going to be like. I think it's going to be very dynamic and very different, and I think that he has a chance to be a part of what we did with it. Because we got to remember, what we saw in preseason when it comes to this new kickoff thing,
it's not real.
That's not what it's going to be. Because I know Dave told the special teams coordinator with the Kansas City Chiefs, he said something early in the year about they're thinking about not even putting their kicker out there for the kickoff.
Is that because they think the 11th player needs to be a tackle or two?
Yes. Mm. Yes. So we're going to see. It's going to be funny. I'm kind of excited about that now that I think about it. What some of these teams are going to do for that at the beginning of the season, because this is not zero sum. It's not a right or wrong way to do this. And there's a lot of rules that they're probably going to still be trying to hash this thing out as we go through it.
Yeah, and to your point, I don't think any of the stuff we've seen in preseason is indicative of what it's going to look like.
Definitely.
And so we'll have the game the night before the Eagles, right? The Ravens and the Chiefs. That's why you're referencing the coach there in Kansas City. That's the first game of the year. And John Harbaugh, of course, is also a special teams guy. So that first night could be interesting.
Yeah, because everybody's in the lab trying to figure out how this is going to work and what's the best thing to do for all of this. So, yeah, I'm excited to see what the kickoff is going to be.
And it's just been, like, so long. I, if you ask me right now how many kickoffs were returned for touchdowns last year, I don't even know the answer. Is it, like, a couple? It just seems like it's a play that used to be fun, and it's not anymore.
No.
But that could change a game.
Oh, and who? Wait a minute. Where's Larry Izzo? Is Larry Izzo with the Commanders?
I'll look it up.
Special teams coach.
I think you're going to give me more ammo for worry about the commander stuff over here.
No, Larry Izzo's in there. You know Larry Izzo.
Yeah, he's with the Commies.
Yeah, he was a hell of a guru, special teams guru.
So he's coaching their special teams down there?
Yes.
Yeah, new special teams coordinator Larry Izzo. All right. Interesting stuff.